Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the third watch right now, thanks for helping America keep rolling along. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers and our great bulk mail haulers that haul the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And, of course, our suicide jockeys keeping the gasoline moving along. All right. And don't forget that you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Getter. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where if you cannot hear us any other way, you can go to that website, and they're streaming the show live there right now. You are getting the show stream live as it comes from me to the satellite and back to all the different stations and affiliates out there. So there you go. Plus, most of our stations and affiliates have got a stream of their own. So there you go. Okay. Joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And good morning, Mr. Kyle Warren.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
They're having a good time because the weather is gorgeous. People yesterday, I put out a message yesterday on Facebook for the people coming down here for the beaches, reminding them that there was no parking yesterday at Lido Key at the beach at about, 11 o'clock in the morning. All the beach parking was full.
Wow.
Indeed. All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words under God because our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values, and that was no more important than yesterday. And I got to say this and get this out there right away. Ilhan Omar, even though some doubt her standing as an American, is a congresswoman from Minnesota, correct?
Right.
She was on an airplane, apparently, over Easter weekend, and the people on the airplane decided to have an Easter worship service while they were in midair, and I don't know exactly what they did. I wasn't there, but she spoke up and said some things to them, and basically they didn't tell her exactly it this way, but they asked her why she hated Christians, and she didn't give them an answer, and they basically told her to sit down and shut up.
Well, yes, the video that she posted on her Twitter account simply shows a young man playing the guitar, several people standing up, and they're just singing a Christian worship song. I think it's "How Great Is Our God." And so definitely she took offense at this, I guess, and saying next time maybe she should have a prayer session. And she gives this rhetorical question: how do you think it will end, on her tweet? So obviously she's, you know, being pretty hostile here, we think.
Well, I know how it should end. She should be booted the hell out of the country and taken out of Congress, because that woman, and by the way, there's another reason for it. Her husband, now I think this is her husband, not her brother. I think she got rid of the brother marriage, right?
Perhaps, as far as we know.
Yeah, yeah. So her husband is now raking in the dough, big time dough, once again, from a committee that's hired his firm, linked to the squad.
Right, right. Well, you know, Captain, I think that, you know, Ilhan Omar, this kind of tweet and this kind of, I mean, this is, it's Easter, so, I mean, obviously to really go to the mat like that, I just think shows that maybe she's trying just to get back in the news or trying to be relevant, but I'll tell you, it's not working.
I don't care if it's Easter or not. I would have said, I would have stood right up and looked, got right in her face and told her to sit down and shut up. If she didn't like it, put in your earphones or go in the bathroom.
Well, especially as such a prominent public figure as she is, I mean, this is can only be interpreted as negative. I mean, I don't know. She's not really.
How about un-American?
Well, and just telling people, I'm sorry, you can't worship the way you did. And this seems to be pretty impromptu and so forth. It wasn't a planned thing, one might think. But none of that matters. What matters is her reaction to people freely worshiping the Lord. I mean, this is a big problem for her, I guess, but pretty understandable for people who embrace American values.
Yeah, and folks, we're getting ready to take a break, but when we come back from our break, we're going to tell you that the Ukrainian fighters in the battered port city of Mariupol are still there. About 2,500 of them are hanging on, and they're fighting. And they told Russia basically to go kiss their butts. That's a surrender or die ultimatum, and they are not going to surrender their city. They're denying Moscow the victory that they think they're going to get. So this is a big deal, Kyle. We'll talk more about that and more about Ukraine and more about a special invitation given to President Joe Biden by President Zelensky of Ukraine. We'll see if Joe can man up to what we know was discussed. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will take it right away, Kyle. Thank you very much. And by the way, stand by, folks. Stand by, folks. Oh, my goodness. Massive overstock sale is now underway at MyPillow.com. You can save up to 90% with the promo code CAPTAIN. You heard me right. You can save up to 90% with the promo code CAPTAIN. A massive overstock sale. Now, right now, Mike Lindell from MyPillow has decided he's going to get rid of all the extra stuff he's got because he's got no more room in a warehouse. So, help him out, folks. Go over there to MyPillow.com. And by the way, you want to save some money? Depending on what you look at, you can save 90% with the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, I don't know exactly what the 90% is on the items. You got to go look. But certainly when you get over there, the Radio Listener Specials page would be one place to go look. But I'll tell you what. I'm still in the market looking for a couple different things. I'm going to go over there probably during the day and take a look, see at what it is that he's got, but a massive overstock sale all week long at MyPillow with discounts up to 90%. Kyle, that's like pulling a rug out from underneath you.
It really is. Now, this is a big, big sale, no doubt about it.
Yep, and they told me, you know, in certain terms from Don, his assistant, that they've got no room in the warehouse. They got to get rid of this stuff, and, you know, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They're basically selling it at bargain basement lots that you couldn't believe.
Well, that's right. So there's no reason to not take advantage of it right now. Promo code CAPTAIN.
Yep. Now, we had a situation over the weekend that we really haven't had an answer back from the White House, but Ukraine President Zelensky has urged our President Biden to come and personally visit the devastated Ukraine and see Putin's genocide firsthand. Now, the Russian military estimated that about 2,500 Ukrainian fighters were holding out, of course, at a hulking steel plant with a warren of underground passageways, providing the last pocket of resistance in Mariupol. I don't think, as Joe Biden had said, they don't want him to be on the ground there in the Ukraine, but we've had other leaders go there and show their support for the Ukraine. And I would think if he wanted to raise some political expediency and favors and maybe get a few votes along the way, that he might want to get his butt over there.
Well, right. It is a very difficult situation, to be sure. Even President Zelensky said it was the president's decision, President Biden, that is, about the safety situation, because it's an obvious safety situation. But when you've seen the Prime Minister of Great Britain, Boris Johnson, there on the ground walking the streets with President Zelensky, that's a very, very big optic that the leader of the free world, the President of the United States, needs to live up to in some way, shape, or form. Even if Joe Biden does not go to Ukraine, he has to find a way to show that he's not simply leading from behind, because I think that's the perception right now.
Well, we started out talking about the Ukrainian forces, about 2,500 of them that are defying the deadline to surrender at Mariupol or die. That was what the alternative was from the Russians. I guess they're going to go in and just bomb the bejesus out of them, which is the one way that I guess you guarantee that happens. But there's no guarantee it'll happen that way either, unless they're using bunker busters with all these underground tunnels and caverns that are down through there. And unless they can get into there, they're not going to really upset them. You know what I mean?
Well, right. And, of course, they've just been brutal against Mariupol. We understand, I believe, most of the buildings have already been razed to the ground.
Yep.
And they've got them surrounded, the Ukrainians that are surrounded, that is. So you're right. Now, this turns into the kind of situation where obviously they're not surrendering. They are demonstrating their resolve. I think, Captain, no matter what happens, it can only strengthen the Ukrainians' own resolve to continue this fight. And something else, too, interesting that President Zelensky had said, at least in one of the recent quotes that I've heard, he says, at least at this point, according to him, they're not willing to give up other parts of Ukraine to try to stop this.
Correct.
So I think that's also incredibly important. They're going to fight through to the end, and one way or another, and that's why the idea of arming the Ukrainians from the U.S., from other allies, the free world, has never been more important than it is at this very moment.
Now, a left-wing group of Democrats is trying to disqualify the outspoken Trump supporter, Pennsylvania State Senator Doug Mastriano, from the state governor's race because he allegedly participated in an, are you ready for the word?
Yep.
Insurrection against the U.S. government by supporting the former president's reelection bid. Now, recent polling shows Mastriano has a lead garnering 19% support in the field of nine candidates seeking a Republican nomination for governor of the Keystone State. This is according to a poll from Eagle Consulting Group, which was conducted of 502 likely GOP primary voters. Now, the primary election is May 17th. The current governor, Democrat Tom Wolf, is term limited and cannot run again. The Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, is running unopposed in the Democratic Party's gubernatorial primary. They fear this Mastriano fellow because he has the support of Donald Trump.
Well, right, and basically the idea of supporting the president's reelection, I think he was subpoenaed by the January 6th commission.
He spoke in front of them.
Mm. Right, and basically they said, you had made statements about there were voter irregularities or other fraud, basically. And so I guess, Captain, you just can't come up with any kind of a of a position on what you think happened, I guess, without garnering the attention of the January 6th Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not justifying anything that people did that day, breaking into the Capitol and so on and so forth. But it is quite interesting. One of the issues they're trying to do is simply trying mm-hmm. to paint with a very broad brush to anybody who questioned anything.
This is where I'm going right now. Be careful what you wish for, folks, because the alleged insurrection, which supposedly culminated in the security breach on January the 6th, 2021, at the U.S. Capitol, delayed the congressional certification of the 2020 presidential election results for several hours. And it now has Democrats and a handful of Republicans, I'll bet you know who they are, characterizing the disturbance as an insurrection or coup attempt aimed at overthrowing the U.S. government. Now, a claim that's been adamantly denied by Trump and his supporters. As a result, the Dems are actively now seeking to disqualify any Republican candidates who were present or in any way connected to the January 6th insurrection, that's what they're calling it, in Washington, D.C.
Well, right, and we've heard some of this, the rumblings of this early on.
We've been talking about it for several months.
Yeah, and because, again, the idea is that, well, you're a Republican, you were in the vicinity, and therefore you're an insurrectionist. Captain, this is another act of desperation because it's not about anything other than trying to simply demonize an entire political party, paint with a broad brush, and try to lump people together into those categories.
Mm-hmm.
And because, hey, if you can outlaw the opposition, whoa, that's great for you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the American people aren't going to fall for that.
Now, thousands of public companies may soon have such a daunting task as to comply with a new set of climate rules that have been proposed by the Securities and Exchange Commission, of all people. The most consequential and controversial piece of the SEC's proposed regulations would require corporations to calculate their total greenhouse gas footprint, including from the supply chain. This is nuts. Just nuts.
Well, it really is. This is one of those things that, it's about control, control, control. And if they can put on so many onerous, it's like trying to get a lease to drill oil on federal lands. I mean, we're not stopping you from doing that, but you have to jump through so many hoops that you'll never ever get there. It's an infinite sort of a thing. And so this is one of the tactics, and that is to make it so difficult, so hard, that you can never ever satisfy them.
Yeah, and the only problem is they don't have the votes to do it. They might think they do, but they don't. All right, I hear the music coming up, so hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, wait till you hear where we're going with some vaccines and some natural immunity and a little Dr. Fauci stuff. Holy smokes, all coming back when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on the Captain America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Rome, Pope Francis has delivered his Easter message.
Così duramente provata dalla violenza.
He ended saying, "Peace is possible. peace is a duty. Peace is everyone's primary responsibility. Ukraine's foreign minister describes a tragic situation as Russian forces advance in the country. Dmytro Kuleva on CBS's Face the Nation.
The situation in Mariupol is both dire militarily and heartbreaking. The city doesn't exist anymore. The remainings of the Ukrainian army and large group of civilians are basically encircled by the Russian forces. They continue their struggle, but it seems from the way Russian army behaves in Mariupol, they decided to raise the city to the ground at any cost.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, and I want to thank everybody that's listening to this program online. You know, we get a chance to see the stream numbers here, not only from my website, but from some other different websites that we're on. And we're on 63, now count this one, 63 different websites with our podcast. That's number one. Number two, every one of the radio stations we're on has got a stream. And most of the time, the streams are working. And then we have the stream on our website. And we get a chance to see those numbers. And I'm telling you, it is unbelievable. It is mind-boggling. There are nights where there's well over a million people listening to us online, and sometimes more than that. But that's our audience, and that's a loyal audience, and it gets bigger all the time. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. And Relief Factor, you hear and you see just about everywhere right now being talked about. Matter of fact, they talked about it with me when I was at the gun rally down in Sarasota on Saturday. People wanted to know if I had any with me, if it was really working, what it looked like, this, that, and the other. And the answers were yes, yes, and yes. Now, the reason it works is because of what's in it. The all-natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and swelling and pain, because it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got. It goes to the source, wherever the source is of the problem. It goes right there, and I've never seen anything like it as to what it will do in getting rid of pain and discomfort, and again, inflammation and swelling. Now, I take it every day, and if you start taking it, you should take it every day, too. It's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. It is 100% drug-free. 100% botanical, and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. That's Relief Factor. Now, you can get it for $19.95, the three-week quick start, by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, order it. And by the way, they've also got some vitamins over there, too, and different supplements and all that. I do take their vitamin C, I do take their vitamin D, and I do take their vitamin B12. And it's all very affordable, and it seems to be working for me, so there you go. And my natural immunity is up, and I do mean up. All right, let's go back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kyle, I know all you got to lose is pain, and you know that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Now, are you ready to have a little bit of fun at somebody's expense?
Well, sure.
All right, here we go. Get ready, folks, because it's time for a little report about that little doctor known as
Dr. Fauci Report.
Oh, I love it. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Okay, well, Fauci tried to Fauci us, and he got caught because over the weekend, a report came out from the Epic Times that another batch of 11,000 Pfizer documents were released by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. And in this batch, the Pfizer trial data revealed that natural immunity was as effective as the jab and that the shot side effects were more severe than those under 55. And that's what people were trying to tell us right from the beginning. And guess what? The ones that were right were shunned for it. They were ostracized for it. They were thrown off Twitter, thrown off Facebook, on all that stuff, right? Doctors Without Borders or something like that when they did all that?
Well, yeah, anybody who even decided that they would even ask a question or even bring up the subject of natural immunity. That's right. They were treated as though they were in fact lepers at that point. They just, you must be ostracized like in ancient times from the community. And, you know, so I got to tell you, Captain, when people are finding out more about this, they're going to be so angry.
Finding out about it right now.
Well, that's right. And any credibility at all, and I know Dr. Fauci had little credibility, you know, as time went on, but the next time they try to tell people stuff like this, nobody's going to believe it. And honestly, Captain, you know, this has been a problem from the very beginning. You should have been able to talk to your doctor. You should have been able to figure out, do I need a vaccine? Do I already have immunity? Who needs it? Who doesn't need it? And we should have treated this like a medical problem instead of a political problem. And the more and more that these kinds of documents and the truth comes out about how this was explained to us, quote unquote, people are going to get more mad, and it's going to factor in, you watch, to the political process big time.
Well, the first revelation is that natural immunity works, and Pfizer has known about it all along.
Yeah, that's huge. Mm-hmm. That is huge.
Mm-hmm. The second revelation is that side effects from the shots were more severe in younger people aged 18 to 55 than those aged 55 and older. Now, that means the risk of side effects also increased with additional doses, so the risk was higher after the second dose than when the first. And we've had, what, three doses now, four doses or something like that for the ones that have done it?
Yeah, most have had three, some have had four, yes.
And most of us have said all along, the risk of severe COVID is dramatically lower in younger people than those over 60, which makes an elevated risk of side effects unacceptable. Now, I will tell you this, the other problem that they've had with the younger folks is myocarditis, which is a heart condition. Now, a pediatric consent form lists several possible side effects from the vaccines, and one of them happens to be myocarditis, with a rate of 10 in 100,000, which is far greater than the 1 in 50,000 that was previously reported. So a lot of nonsense has been going on here when it comes to the reporting. And many, many who've warned against the possibility of the Moderna shots causing antibody-dependent enhancement have been smeared and demonized by the media and labeled as disinformation spreaders. But come to find out, Pfizer knew all the time, as did the FDA, that a natural immunity was there. And if you had natural immunity, you didn't need to have the shots.
Right, because doesn't that go with basically the way that we understand science to work?
Yep.
You know, we've been lectured by non-scientists, the political crowd, that is, about how they're following the science and you're not following the science. If you disagree, this is more of and I hate to use the word Orwellian sort of episode than it ever was about actually trying to figure out what was happening and how to deal with it. Most people, Captain, of course, in good faith, they had the vaccine. They knew that they understood this is what I want to do. I want to make sure I don't get sick and die and so on and so forth. But the fact that that credibility has been completely blown away is going to have a major effect on how we go against the next medical problem. And there's going to be, you watch, lawsuits and all kinds of things, maybe even prosecutions as we go forward into something like this.
Well, it's been blown away, and we're reporting on it, and what are they going to do? Are they going to yell at me and scream at me because I said something that's true and I can prove it? I don't think so.
Well, no, but to them, though, the damage is done. They, in many ways, a lot of times the powers that be, as it were, the Democrat Party elite, for example, the political elite, they really don't care because as long as they can sow those seeds, they've turned people against one another. They've actually turned neighbor against neighbor, brother against brother. It's not going to be repaired easily in that sense.
No, it's not. But here's the thing, folks. You have to understand that Dr. Fauci has not been telling you the truth. Neither has the FDA, according to this provable report. And they have all the documentation to prove this beyond a doubt. Now, it's been...
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing. You're right. You're absolutely right about that.
And it's been hidden because the press wouldn't get it out there. The media wouldn't get out there. Well, the Epic Times just took a big risk of putting it out there in print. And they got it out there. And a lot of people don't know what the Epic Times is all about. Epic is spelled E-P-O-C-H. You want to go over there and take a look at that story because it's there. Read it. Understand it. And you'll probably be mad as hell after you get done, right, Kyle?
That's right.
All right, folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And yes, we've got weather to report tonight. We got a storm that's moving across. And we got another storm that's coming in. Goodness sakes. Holy smokes, and all that good stuff. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere, because we told you so.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Back in the beautician out the wheel. You go
ZZ Top from the Greatest Hits album, and that's I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here. The Truckers Highway and Viber Report, brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J nearest you. Well, Kyle, we've got a front moving onshore in the Pacific Northwest and another one coming in there off the shore of California probably tomorrow or the next day, which is going to result in lower elevation rainfall and mountain snow. Now, persistent dry and gusty winds will also impact the southern to central high plains through the week with elevated dry conditions. Now, that'll prevail each day. And then we're going to have some scattered strong storms with a tornado or two possible across the southeast Monday and Monday afternoon. We've got some weather and some thunderstorms out in the Gulf right now from about Mobile, Alabama, all the way over to almost Pensacola, all the way to Fernand, almost all the way over to Tallahassee, Florida. They're offshore, but they're headed onshore. So it could get interesting. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. We've got a storm system coming in to the northwest. It's going to be very wet for your Monday morning commute. And even Richard there, Richard the Marine, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, reports 47 degrees and showers going on right now. He says he's waiting for the snow.
Yeah.
Well, definitely there's going to be a lot coming in along the coast of Washington, down through Oregon, and also down into parts of Northern California, maybe even as far south as San Francisco from the border as we get into this storm coming through on Monday. You're probably going to have snow more or less below the mountain passes from what we understand right now, but definitely you got to keep an eye on that as well. It's going to be very cold for these thunderstorms as well going through Oregon and Washington, so be aware of that. We've got, as you said, another storm coming in basically after that. This is the one we were talking about late last week, where we'd have one on the weekend, Monday, and then another one coming through after that. We've got some active rain right now off the coast of Washington. It's moving in towards Seattle, moving its way towards Portland as well right now. So if you're traveling on I-5 between those two cities, you may encounter that here sooner than you think. We also continue to have winter weather advisories there going down through central part of Washington, down through Oregon. We've also got a freeze warning tonight. If you're in the Eureka area, Ukiah going up 101, you definitely have a freeze warning. That's going to stretch a little bit over towards the 5 north of Redding, so be aware of that. We've also got basically some high winds as well. This is going to be in the Reno area. Looks like Donner Pass right now, 30 degrees if you're coming down I-80 out of Reno, but snow perhaps maybe on Tuesday at this point. And this is also really important, Captain. We've got Cabbage Hill tonight up on I-84. It's 31 degrees, and they are reporting black ice right now. So if you're anywhere near Cabbage, be aware of that and take precautions.
Well, folks, I'm going to start in North Dakota. Why? Because we've got a winter storm warning. We've got a winter weather advisory, and we've got a hazardous weather outlook that goes not only from the central part of North Dakota and South Dakota, but over into Minnesota, where they're currently under a hazardous weather outlook, and they're just waiting to see what's going to happen in terms of weather over that way. But if you're going up out of Fargo and you're going north, Grand Forks, all the way to the Canadian border, you've got a winter storm warning. There could be quite a bit of snow up there, 27 degrees right now, and there's light snow, fog, mist, and windy down around Fargo and going into the North Dakota area, let's see, for about 40 or 50 miles from the North Dakota line. You're running into some of that weather all the way down into just below South Dakota and or North Dakota into South Dakota. Now, with all that being said, we have got a lot of more weather to talk about here. Duluth, Minnesota, if you're headed up that way tonight, might have a surprise. Got some snow up that way. And up north of Duluth, going up into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, we got some snow. Got a winter storm warning in one of those areas up there. We've got some more snow over on the eastern side of Michigan, which is just north of our friends there, AM 660. where they're at there in Michigan. So you guys there, you got snow above you and some cold temperatures. I don't need to tell you about that. Now, it's kind of unsettled weather for Iowa right now because there's all kinds of things brewing around Iowa and Nebraska, eastern Nebraska. But we've got some very cold temperatures tonight in northern and north central and northwestern Missouri. Very cold temperatures. And then moving over into Kansas, Kansas City, west, about halfway across Kansas, you've got some very cold temperatures there. Down below that, you've got a frost advisory that also comes over into over into Missouri, a frost advisory. I-40, believe it or not, from Amarillo, Texas, all the way to Oklahoma City, you have a frost advisory, freeze advisory as well. And you've got not only frost and but all the rain and things that we had over there in the central part of Illinois in the past few days, as well as Missouri, eastern Missouri, and including St. Louis. You've got some ice conditions over there you want to pay attention to and see what happens there. Now, going down into the Gulf of Mexico, we have got offshore from Mobile, out about, looks like, 50 to 75 miles, all the way over to Tallahassee. We've got an area of disturbing weather, which happens to have some severe thunderstorms in it. There could possibly be a tornado in this, could possibly be. Now, all that being said, you've got a flood warning right now, which is up along the Mississippi-Alabama line, just above Mobile, probably about 40 or 50 miles. So that's a flood warning, not watch warning. Going up the East Coast, we've got quite a bit of weather over there tonight. We've got some rough seas, gale warnings from Myrtle Beach all the way up to Nova Scotia. Wow. Got some winter weather expected up in the upstate New York area. Got some cold weather around Philadelphia, around Jersey, over into the mountains of Virginia, West Virginia. Got some foggy conditions where the temperature hasn't changed over yet from warmer to colder in the Chesapeake Bay. And then we've got some flood conditions, it looks like, right now around Wilmington, North Carolina. So, Kyle, real quick, tell us who sponsors this Truckers Highway and Bible Report.
Well, Captain, the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, they sponsor the Trucker Highway and Byway Report right here in the program each and every night. Find them at pilotflyingj.com. Find out about the Drivers Club and meet them there, pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, buddy. All right. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. News coming up. Your stations identify themselves, and I'll be back with Kyle Warren.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.